When Doc Westfall lost a son in the Vietnam War, the event changed his plans for the future. His new dream was one that honored all who fought. And we do mean all who fought. Come meet his dream on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In May of 1968, U.S. Marine David Westfall was killed in Vietnam. His parents took 800 acres of ranch land near Taos, New Mexico, that they intended for a resort, and began to build a chapel and memorial. It's a project that predates the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. by 10 years.
You have to keep in mind, this was all while the war was still very much active, but a lot of the veterans who were coming home, they started to help out.
Kate German says the Westfalls sold portions of the ranch as they needed money to continue construction. Their work became a national story in the early 1970s.
And all of the networks at that time were paying attention. It was in the newspapers constantly. It was a big deal because Doc Westfall was one of the first people who actually really treated those returning veterans with respect, and he treated every one of them like they were his own son.
Doc Westfall intended this as a memorial to all Vietnam veterans. Literally, all veterans.
Doc was known to have said that if he was able to get a picture of the Vietnamese soldier who had killed his son, he would hang his picture in the chapel as well. So he always intended this place to not just be for our veterans, but for all veterans.
Crowds began to come here, now numbering in the thousands. In the late 1970s, the Disabled American Veterans became a partner of the site and raised money for a visitor center in 1986. The Westfalls had sold all but five of the original 800 acres to pay for the project. The disabled veterans, and later the state park system, were able to buy back some of that land to create today's 33-acre park. This is much more than a chapel, though, and we'll conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside in Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCrae.